With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. That closure of the El Paso International Airport in Texas announced earlier this morning turned out to be short-lived.
The FAA had announced it was shutting down airspace in the El Paso, Texas area through February 20th for security reasons, meaning all flights to and from El Paso International Airport would be grounded during that period. Now the Federal Aviation Administration says it has lifted the temporary closure, saying there was no threat to commercial aviation and that all flights would resume. A Trump administration official tells the Associated Press that the airspace over El Paso was closed after Mexican cartel drones breached airspace, but that the Defense Department took action to disable those drones.
And that's correspondent Donna Warder. He was detained, he was questioned, and then released. Investigators working the Nancy Guthrie disappearance detained the individual in an overnight traffic stop. They later searched a home in Rio Rico, Arizona. It's about an hour's drive south of Tucson, near the border with Mexico. The man questioned denies any knowledge of the Guthrie case. Spent a deadly mass shooting in rural western Canada.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police say eight people, including the suspect, are dead after a shooting at a small school in British Columbia. And they say two more people were found dead at a home believed to be connected to the incident. In addition, another 25 people were injured, including two airlifted to hospital with life-threatening injuries.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. Wall Street has turned lower following release of the January jobs report, a surprisingly robust 130,000 jobs added last month. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 151 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index trading 91 points in the red. This is SRN News. A billboard campaign comes to Maine.
The signs are simple. They say, "Christ is King," in white letters on a black background, and include an image of Jesus and 1 Timothy 6:15. They are the product of the pro-life group LifeSiteNews.com, and Maine is the next state that's getting one. The group says, quote, "When mankind turns back to Christ the King, our society will be transformed." So far, billboards have been set up in Texas, Nebraska, Minnesota, Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and New Jersey. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Olympic flame isn't the only symbol of triumph and transcendence on display at the Winter Games in Milan Cortina this month. The cross of athletes has arrived at the site and has been set up in a local church. English artist John Cornwall used 15 pieces of wood from continents around the globe to craft the cross. Made its grand debut in the London Games back in 2012. This is SRN News. One of baseball's top pitchers of the modern age is returning to where it all began for his 21st season.
Justin Verlander is going back to his first big league team, agreeing to a one-year, $13 million contract with the Detroit Tigers. The deal for the three-time AL Cy Young Award winner includes $11 million in deferred payments. Verlander, who turns 43 on February 20th, is looking to rebound from a frustrating year with San Francisco. His 266 victories are tied for 34th on baseball's career list. His 3,553 career strikeouts are eighth and closely trailing Don Sutton's 3,574. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
A Russian drone has struck a home in Ukraine's Kharkiv region, killing a father and his three small children. Their mother, 35 weeks pregnant, was seriously injured. More details, SRNNews.com.